This is Mark Ward with your new thought for the day. You will hear me say it over and over again a number of times in a variety of different ways from every angle possible. I cannot begin to overemphasize the importance of vision in your life. If you wish to live rather than simply exist, thrive rather than survive, and succeed rather than fail, you must have a vision for your life. You must know what it is that you wish to create for yourself, for this life that you have been rewarded. Now you may say, Mark, I do not have a vision for my life. I am just trying to get by. Well, the truth is, my friend, that somewhere, perhaps deep beneath the surface, underneath those defense mechanisms, fear and resistance, you do have a vision for your life. And here's how I know. If I asked you what kind of life you would rather be living, you would probably have an answer. Many of you who are claiming you have no vision for your life would have an answer to that question. So begin there and remove reality from the picture. Do not worry about the vision being complete. Do not concern yourself with how it is going to happen or the probability that it ever would happen. Let go of all of that right now. Just free your mind and allow it to expand to that dreamscape that is within. You see, what happens so often in our lives is we become fixed on what we think we can have rather than what we want. And I cannot tell you how many people contact me in the midst of a job search where they are looking for a position, not because it's what they want, but it is because it is all that they believe that their resume and experience on paper will allow. Well, that's fine if you want to live small, but I would suggest that you are beginning in the wrong place. Why not begin with deciding what it is that you really want? What do you really want? And if you end up working in a vocation that is aligned with your past experiences, even if that's not what you want, that is fine. Allow it to be another means rather than the end. Allow it to be the vehicle that provides you with the financial support and way of sharing some of your expertise and talents while you are figuring out how you are going to bring what you really want to fruition. Vision requires constant attention, nurturing, and focus. So many of us surrender because instead of focusing on what we want, we become invested in how we are going to make it happen or not. We then become overwhelmed, discouraged, or disconnected and just give up. We surrender and settle for a life that is not at all what we want. And if this is you, if you have found yourself in this place, as long as you are still breathing, it is never too late. Take the time to create a vision for your life. As I've said before, if it helps, begin with all of the things that you dislike about your life now and begin writing down what you would rather have instead. You will find that the ideas will begin to flow if you simply allow them. Success or sabotage? Success is only success if it is by your definition, not tempered by reality, statistical analysis, or the good opinion of other people, but your vision for your part in the world. Is this going to be an incredible day? Well, what is your vision for an incredible day? Why not begin there? Until next time, I am Mark Ward. The New Thought for the Day is a production of newdesign.com. That's spelled NUDESIGN.com. Be certain to tune in to our weekly radio show, The Pill, Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. Central on Blog Talk Radio.